The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's nuts.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
You bet your ass.
The summer wind.
Hello, nice. Finally.
Right on, baby.
Nice.
Baby.
Smooth as Frank.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the big program, Ghost Hunter Patty Starr will be our guest. Also, we will
Patty Starr.
Hey, are you ready for the big time, gentlemen?
Yes, yeah. Please.
We're talking to a presidential candidate tomorrow.
All right.
Cool.
I don't know whether I should let anybody know who the presidential candidate is or not.
Does it rhyme with the first guess?
This is just like what you all did to me.
Yeah, I would leave it there.
I agree.
I like that suspense.
A major presidential candidate will be, and a person who's, you know, very well known will be our guest tomorrow. It's
wonderful.
Very, very exciting. And a national figure. I'm very, very excited about this. And this is a legitimate presidential candidate.
That's true.
I kid you not. Now, I have to, before we get our final buzz, I have to tell you, out in the hallway, Joe Ardinger, report to the studio, please.
I heard a swell of noise that I have not heard in this building in months.
Oh, my God.
I've had a running gag with BDK since we came back to Fairfax. The running gag, and I did it to Matt the Pole, too. And it's a Jackass joke. Anybody that's watched the movie Jackass, you know, they'll be sitting there shooting a scene, they'll be on camera, and suddenly, you know, they'll whack each other right in the nads. That's
right.
That's the way
yeah,
it happens.
Just joking.
I've done it to Matt the Pole, and I've tried to do it to the most obnoxious man at the radio station, BDK, and it's impossible to get him. He is on guard constantly. Mm-hmm. I try it all the time.
He's wiry.
Well, you know, the only thing that could distract him was Tony Perkins, because he's been on Channel 5, and he's sucking up to Tony Perkins like nobody else.
Every time we have any kind of guest, Kevin is all around the green room.
Yeah, Kevin likes to be around the celebrity guests that we have.
He's a star lover.
And BDK, Joe, you were a witness to it.
Was he invited?
No, he wasn't.
Look who's limping in.
He's limping in.
All I know, I was on the phone with my wife because she wanted an autograph from Tony.
Okay,
you know?
Right.
And so I'm talking to her, and I'm saying, okay, I'll get it in a second. All of a sudden, just... Whoa!
Yeah. It was huge.
Mm-hmm. I nailed him.
Like,
I got
What's
him.
What's that? And I was like, I got to call you back.
I thought the Red Sox won another pennant.
I got you. I got you tonight.
Kevin was on the ground.
Kevin went down. I finally got you. How long have I been trying to do? Since we came back to Fairfax,
right? You attended this spring break party for the junkies.
Right.
You missed me.
And then That's where I was. There was a little alcohol flowing that night, too.
I think like a week later, you tried it again in the office. You got part of my leg and most of like my thigh. But then today... Today, it sounded like a bomb hit the station.
I did.
It was fantastic.
Catchers, man, I got it.
But like I was telling you, I don't know how graphic I can be here, but
you can't be graphic. I know you want to tell the world that I missed the beans and I got the Frank.
I know that's what you want to do, because
the Frank is so scary big.
That was just the hit. I mean, it doesn't matter how, you know, the size. It was just the way you hit it.
I know. So I got you on the end, right?
I was more in more pain there.
Okay, thank you very much, BDK.
Wow. Please don't do that again.
I will never do it again.
Mike, honestly,
yes?
I'm going to go home tonight.
Yes.
I'm going to plot out a way to get you back.
Oh, that's fire.
You're going down.
Bring it on, brother.
You're going down.
Bring it on. I'll see you in the octagon. Get out of here. All right?
You know,
that's all right.
You know he's the poster child for ADD.
He'll forget about it.
He's going to be plotting.
That's right.
Right after he plots how to get you back, he might want to just, you know, put some touches on a resume.
Yeah, that's true. He'll plot until he gets that phone call from Mr. Hughes in the morning.
Mr. Hughes.
I'm sorry, paybacks are unacceptable.
Oh, you should have read the fine print.
That's exactly right. Time for our final buzz of the afternoon. Here's Buzz Burr. Burbank.
It's true. Washington, D.C. drivers are among the angriest.
Yeah, Rob.
Not just a myth. It's a statistic. D.C. ranks number 5 on the annual Auto Vantage Road Rage list.
That is no surprise to yours truly.
Miami's number 1 for the third year running, followed by Boston, New York, Baltimore, and D.C.
Get out of the way there.
Watch out there, boy.
That's your top 5. Atlanta is 6th, Los Angeles 7th, Phoenix number 8, and Dallas and Tampa tied for 9th.
Man, I tell you, I try not to do it anymore. I really do.
I try to avoid it.
And you know when it's really hard? It's really hard when you're on a motorcycle. Because
the
little mistake that they make, which is just cutting you off when you're on a highway, when you're in a regular car, is threatening your life when you're on a motorcycle. I swear to God, you want to go up to next to their window. And then if you go up to next to their window and give them a dirty gesture, they're going to shoot you. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten around here.
Theorize for me. Miami. Why would Miami have the angriest drivers? I would think in Miami, everyone would be pleased to be in Miami.
The heat.
It might be that Latin heat that you talk about the down heat. There sometimes.
Now, this will surprise you, and we'll talk about the things that make people angry. But first, let me tell you this amazing thing. Sacramento was among the cities with the least road rage, ranked number seven in kindness.
It can't be true.
Pittsburgh was number one.
It's true because they're too stupid.
Send the letters to Rob Spiewak.
Sure.
They'll send congratulatory letters.
10800 Main Street. I'm right here every day.
Absolutely. Send Rob your emails,
Address
too.
It to my lower colon.
that's ulcerative colitis at WJFKFM.com.
Pittsburgh tops the nice list, followed by Seattle, Minneapolis, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Sacramento, Chicago, San Diego, and San Francisco.
San Diego's like top of everything list as far as being happy because they love the weather.
Sure.
Everything's fine. It's 75 degrees.
Now, what ticks people off in traffic? Survey says unsignaled lane changes, 44%.
Absolutely.
Eating and driving angers 49% of us.
That doesn't necessarily bother me unless they've cut me off already.
Exactly, while they're eating.
With a mouthful of Fritos.
I know what number one is for me. I hope it's on your list.
I think we'll get to it. We'll see. We'll find out. I'm eager to know. 56% of us hate the tailgating. Nearly 6 in 10 of us hate speeders. But nearly 9 out of 10 of us say the thing we hate the most is drivers who are more focused on their phone calls than on their driving.
Absolutely.
Humps.
Absolutely. He said humps.
There you go, Buzz.
That's a go. Because really, you find this is true.
Yes.
That is when people are completely inattentive. That's when they're not in any way aware of what's going on. They can eat. They can even put on makeup, and they're more focused than they are when they're on the cell phone. It's ridiculous.
That's why I never use my cell phone in the car.
That's right. Well, I never do that when I'm putting on my makeup.
Hillary Clinton says she'll keep campaigning till all the primaries are over on June 3rd.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
No, you lighten up. She says America is worth fighting for, and she says she's the stronger candidate because she's won the big states needed to win the White
House. Well, she might be the stronger candidate physically as well. I know he plays a lot of hoops when he's on the break at the campaign trail, but, you know, just legs and arms.
Let's settle that in the octagon.
Just the limbs.
Put her on a press machine. Forget about it. 500 pounds.
The leg press.
Yeah. I don't even know what it's called.
And you put Barack Obama on the weights, and he's just riding it up and down.
No, his workout would be the strings and the pulleys.
Yeah.
Just something very easy. And she's pressing 500 pounds with her leg. With one leg.
With her cankle.
Metallica. The Secret Service, the guys who protect past, present, and possible future presidents, Secret Service has been accused of being racist in its emails. The emails, now public thanks to a civil rights lawsuit, show emails conveying racist and sexist jokes and pictures.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
The one about the Reverend Jesse Jackson has led to a search for more about him and his family.
What is wrong with you?
Jackson ran for president in the 80s and got Secret Service protection back then. One email jokes about his campaign plane being hit by a missile, killing him and his wife. It, quoting the Secret Service email, certainly wouldn't be a great loss and probably wouldn't be an accident either.
These are guys working in the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Law enforcement.
Disturbing.
Interesting. Law enforcement racism. I don't see the connection.
The Secret Service has issued a statement saying it's disappointed by its employees' racial sensitivity.
And this is a long time. So this is old stuff that they've dredged up.
Yes, and they're now looking for more. That's the new part of it.
Very, very interesting. Well, good luck to them.
Have fun storming the castle.
The Vatican says you can believe in space aliens and still be a good Catholic.
Yeah, it's good news for you, Mike.
I love playing that. I'm going to stop that and play that.
Peace be with you.
I like that one better.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm.
The Vatican's chief astronomer recently told a Vatican newspaper he sees no conflict in belief in aliens and faith in God.
Hey, look, I see a Venus.
Peace be with you.
Yes, so the green people coming out of the spaceship.
Is this going to scare you so bad?
Oh, this will make you cry bigger time with the bigger aliens.
Quoting him, we can't put limits on God's creative freedom.
You got it a bad tummy, I got it a bad throat.
You so sad?
So sad I cry. Peace be with you.
Chief astronomer of the Vatican.
Grazie.
The astronomer also says he believes in the Big Bang theory, I'm going to assume because no condoms were involved.
Oh, there he is. There's Shecky Burbank, ladies and gentlemen. He's here all week.
And finally, they've always said you shouldn't cry over spilled milk, but a 28-year-old man in Port St. Lucie, Florida probably is. His girlfriend refused to leave the room while he was trying to get some sleep. So he got up, got a gallon of milk out of the fridge, and poured the gallon of milk all over his girlfriend. That's a jailin'. He's now behind bars without the 25 grand for bail.
Oh, man.
Over milk.
I poured the milk right on her after I went noodling.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
Our thanks to Tony Perkins. Very nice for him to drop by.
Sure was.
Cool
also,
guy.
We want to thank, I guess we want to thank, author of From the Stall. Look for it. Try to look for it in bookstores everywhere.
You gave him more than a chance, and he just didn't measure up.
Yes. Well, it's kind of a naughty book, but if you like bathroom humor, and I kind of like it, Doug Rice is the gentleman's name. Tomorrow on the program, we are going to have a lot of fun with ghost hunter Patty Starr, and a presidential candidate. And what's that game you're talking about? It's like Power of 10. A great new game on the show tomorrow. We hope you join us for that. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer, Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Mr. Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Ulcerative Colitis Radio Network.
Thank you so kindly.
For Beth Ann, for Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you tonight, if you got nothing better to do, go noodling. Reach into the stump and pull out a catfish.
Yeah.
But don't let that snapping turtle get you pinky. We'll see you tomorrow, and good night.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.